The time now is 10 to 8, and I'm sure many of our listeners sitting in traffic jams on their way to work will be interested in what my guest today has to say. Kyra Sharma, university lecturer and consultant in public transport, is here with me to talk about her new book, Travel Chaos. Kyra, welcome.
Thank you, Matt.
Kyra, you say in your book that people shouldn't drive in cities. So why is the car the worst way to get around?
Well, a car feels convenient for the person driving, but it's not the most efficient use of space. In busy urban areas, there isn't enough space for everyone to drive around. Cars cause massive congestion on city streets, which causes serious air pollution as well as noise problems.
You talk in your book about the impact of technology and the transport solutions it offers. For example, electric vehicles, driverless cars, car sharing, and software apps to help us get around.
Yes, there's a lot of fantastic technology now. Electric cars help us to reduce air pollution. Satellite navigation helps us to find quicker routes. And software apps allow us to share cars with people doing similar journeys. It's great that technology is giving us more efficient ways to travel and power our vehicles. But these things aren't enough. Our city streets are too crowded for the number of cars we have these days. There is not enough space. We have to reduce traffic on the roads. Driverless technology, satellite navigation, and electric cars don't solve that problem.
Doesn't car sharing reduce car use?
If it's real ride sharing with several people sharing a car, not one person hiring a car, then yes. But it's much better to ride share on buses and trains.
So, what is the solution? How should governments plan urban mobility?
Well, they should simply spend more on public transport. I mean, mass transit systems, including urban trains, underground or metro, buses and trams. It's the most efficient way to get around in a big city. As I explain in the book, there are excellent examples in developed countries in Asia, for example, in Hong Kong, Korea, and Singapore. Most European cities are now using cleaner energy and public transport and finding ways to reduce the number of cars on the roads. For example, London has a congestion charge, and other cities could use a similar method to reduce the number of cars in the centre. Major cities are now promoting walking as part of a healthier lifestyle and cycling by having more cycle lanes and public bike hire schemes. Our cities are growing very fast, and we need solutions that improve the quality of life for the people living and working in them.
Kyra, thank you for coming to talk to us today. So that was Kyra Sharma talking about her new book, Travel Chaos. Coming up next, the latest travel news.